So one way of looking at meditation is it's a cultivation. Cultivation of wholesome, beneficial qualities. And this guided session will be the cultivation of the qualities of kindness, and also the qualities of appreciation, compassion, and equanimity. But mainly through the avenue of kindness, of care, friendship. And we'll begin with the cultivation of kindness inwardly to what we meet in the body, in the sounds. May what we find be welcomed, be allowed, be cared for, and also released. So this breath, welcomed, cared for, released. Or if we're with the sounds, this sound, welcomed, cared for, cared about, and released. So we're cultivating an attitude that welcomes, cares and releases. It doesn't matter if your attention has gone to something else. When you notice, welcome it. Care about it, for it, and release it. So we can sustain the attention with the breath, with the sounds for a little bit longer. But may everything we meet as a practice be welcomed, cared for, and released. Taking the time to notice how you're doing in the body, the heart, mind. And in the second part of this meditation, we'll actually begin practicing cultivation of metta towards other beings or ourselves. And the most beneficial way of beginning this practice is to actually offer kindness to a being you already feel a sense of kindness towards. So that could be yourself, it could be someone who supports you as a benefactor in your life, it could be someone who's just dear to you. Doesn't have to be a human being, any being that you feel a relationship of kindness, of consideration, that has those qualities of generosity and well-wishing. Even if it's quite mild, not necessarily the strength of the connection, but that it's there, that we can build on it. And the first part of the practice, as I like to do it, is just to spend a bit of time with this being, oneself, a friend, or an animal that we connect with. Breathing with, welcoming them into the heart space, the mind's eye, resonance with their energy, however we imagine, recall, connect. And so it's that quality that we're trying to cultivate. When we pay attention to the kindness that we feel towards this being, that's metta. The practice is to sustain that quality and keep attending to it, and usually it gets richer, deeper, more dimensions to it, more expression of it. That's one way that we grow the metta. Another way, and we'll come on to these steps later in the session, will be to offer it to more beings than the ones we already feel it towards. But we start here, like we're brewing, like it's our starter, our mother quality in the bread making, sourdough. It gets things to rise. So you can just keep tuning into this quality between you and this being, including if it's between you and yourself, quality of kindness. We can also use phrases, use a bit of the words, the verbal fabrication, the making through language. And it could just be one words, and it can also be these phrases. May you feel safe. May I feel safe. May you feel safe. Or just the one word, safe. Just, and as we say it, it's like it brings out that quality that was already there in the rich harmony of friendship. Of course we want them to be safe. I want myself to be safe. May you be safe. And if it's helpful, we can also reflect on what does that feel like in a body to feel safe when we let our guarding down, we let others contact us, we open, we soften, we feel more fully. May you feel completely safe. So using your own words, your own language, let's just play around with that dimension of the harmonic of friendship. May you feel safe. May I feel safe. If we were to be a little technical about it, there's quite a lot of balls in the air with this practice. There's the phrase, there's the resonance, there's the felt sense of the other being here, there's our own giving. We can adjust those, play with those, not to get them perfectly right, but sometimes, I've lost contact with the being, so I take a bit of time reattuning to how we recall beings. I want more emphasis on that resonance of friendship. Step back from the language for a bit, feel those qualities. We might notice actually putting more meaning into the words, that's what really gets it going for me. What about the the dimension of wishing them well. We wish well for beings we care about. May you be nourished, deeply nourished. May you be content, satisfied. Feel enough. Maybe well. And again, just feeling if we need to feel into, what does it feel like when you feel well? You remember coming out of an illness to feel more vitality. Also in the mind, in the intellect, more clarity. May you be well. May you be nourished. Content. You can repeat the phrases if that's helpful. Let the phrases go if it's not. Connecting with this being, connecting with the resonance of kindness, drawing out that flavor, that harmonic of safety. May you feel safe, may you be well. May you know peace, inner peace. May you live in outer peace, be treated with peacefulness. In the Dharma, we have an understanding that actually peace is one of the deepest states of happiness. The release, the relief, non-demanding. May you know profound peace, subtle depth beyond depth. And the final dimension we will draw out here is the quality of freedom. May you be free. If things are not going your way, or if they are, may you be free in every possible way to be not be, to have dukkha or not, may you feel free. Taking this moment just to recognize how you're doing. If there's any adjustments you want to make in your posture, in your expression. Have a few moments breathing or listening with the qualities of metta, kindness, friendship. So let's start extending this sense of friendship to other beings. Is there someone on this retreat who you don't know from before? Maybe they're sitting near you, or you can see them on the screen. Just choosing a being reasonably at random. They might have sat at your lunch table or you saw them earlier. You can use your own phrases, and I'll repeat the ones I've been sharing. We welcome this being into our heart as much as we feel able to. It's better to pace yourself than push yourself. Hold their image in your attention. felt sense of them to resonate with your energy, your presence. What a kindness it is to allow this being to be alive in your awareness, your presence, your precious attention. And also to honor your wish that may this being feel safe. Safe from harm. May this being be well. May this being know profound peace, inner and outer peace. And may they be free in every possible way. Okay, so let's expand this out a little bit. So finding your place and seeing who's around on the retreat. So it might be your place on the screen and then around you there. It could be your place in the hall and the beings sitting nearby, and including ourselves. Letting all of us into the heart space together. May we all feel safe to open, to soften, to let in, to let out. May we all feel well, nourished, content. Enough. May we all know profound peace in and out. And may we all be free in every possible way. So staying with that resonance of friendship, of kinship, of kindness, and letting that expand in your location, the whole of the room or building that you're in, all the creatures that live there, all the beings that dwell there, or pass through. And into the ground and the earth around, to the sky, the trees, into the roots, to the earth. whoever's there may be met with kindness and care. And spreading outwards, letting our hearts expand, our awareness extend across streets and fields and rivers, hills and valleys, towns and expanses of nature, woodlands, streams and lakes. Everything man-made, nature-made, that is a home for a being, may it be blessed with kindness and care. Extending across the land until we reach the oceans and diving into the depths, the fishes, the whales, those interesting beings that live far beneath light's penetration. And back up onto land to the highest mountains. This whole living planet with its diversity of living beings, near and far, awake, asleep. Challenged or untroubled, known and unknown. May all the beings, all beings, be safe and well. May all beings be safe and well. May all beings know peace and freedom. May all beings know peace and know freedom in every possible way.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.